From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Syngenta will spend $400,000 on training to help growers in Hawaii comply with farm worker protection standards as part of a settlement with the EPA. AgriPulse reports the company also agreed to pay a fine of $150,000 for what it termed a worker re-entry incident that occurred at its former Syngenta Hawaii farms, now owned by Hartong Brothers. In the January 2016 incident, 19 workers entered a field 20 hours after it had been sprayed. The re-entry interval is 24 hours. Mexican sugar farmers, U.S. refiners, and the U.S. food sector have a lot riding on the current efforts to renegotiate NAFTA. USDA's Jason Haffemeister tells AgriPulse the complex arrangement allowing Mexican sugar to flow into the U.S. is based on an original side deal made when NAFTA was first implemented 24 years ago. Industry reps agree if the U.S. were to pull out of NAFTA, the flow of Mexican sugar to the U.S. could be severely restricted. The Fair Agricultural Reporting Method, or FARM Act, was introduced Tuesday, co-sponsored by 10 Democrats and 10 Republicans, including Kansas Republican Pat Roberts, chair of the U.S. Senate Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry. Roberts tells AgWeb.com recent court action has delayed the reporting requirements from taking effect until May 1, allowing time for Congress to craft a legislative solution to protect farmers and ranchers who were never intended to be subjected to this requirement. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.